you get an animal that ain't used to ticks and never been in them, put him in here. If you don't watch him closely, ticks will kill him.
Hmm.
They'll bring on the tick fever. They'll bite him, bring on the tick fever, kill him.
Mm-hmm.
I've known fellas that buy nice registered bulls from up north, and they wouldn't live 6 months. They didn't know, that's for the days that people know how to tend to them. Yeah. But now they know how to tend to them.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have that trouble with them. They finally found out it was a nasty old tick that was doing the job, and they proceeded to get shut of him, put him under control. There's been an awful lot of changes in the way they handle the animals now and the way when I was a kid, boy, first got grown. There's so much more work now, so much more vaccination got to be done now. Hey, I reckon if they got more cattle on the land and more cattle been brought in here from other places and brought in diseases, and how they got the diseases, and you've got to fight them. If you don't, you have trouble with them.
You think the cattle nowadays are generally healthier or bigger than they used to be?
They're bigger than they used to be. I don't know if they're as healthy as the old time native Texas cattle was. They're bigger than them. They make a beastier than quicker. But I don't know if they're as healthy as the old time one was. But it might be though that those old time ones, people just didn't pay no attention to them, and they didn't see the difficulties they had, just let them die and done with, you know. But now a cow's worth so much that nobody don't lose one, you know. Whenever they see the ailing while they're hunting, know what's matter with them. People take better care of them now than they did then. And I just naturally believe we've got more diseases now than we had 50 years ago. Myself.
Do you ever see any of these big old longhorn steers around here?
Well, I haven't seen one in years. The last one I saw, my boy bought it at Cleveland, Texas. He brought it up to my pasture, put it in there. And that thing, I finally decided it had been broke to work.
Mm-hmm.
It was perfectly gentle, no big old steer, horns are about that wide. Horns are so big till you couldn't drive through my cattle loading chute.
Is that right?
When you put it in that, it'll go down the cracks between the planks with each horn sticking out on each side. Well, when you come to push, you had to push that out. The old steer was gentle. You could push the head over and get that horn by and then drive him up a few inches and work the other one by. We worked him through about a 30-foot chute and loaded him when the boy got ready to set it.
Mm-hmm.
And he was perfectly gentle. That's the last old-time longhorn steer I saw. He kept him there about 6 months in my place, maybe longer than that. He got awful fat, though, in that good barter pasture. He more than doubled his money on it in 6 months' time. That's the last, because the people were coming out there to look at it. They found it, some of them saw him in the pasture from the road. They found there was somebody out there every week. I want to see that old longhorn steer. I haven't seen one since I was a kid.
Uh-huh.
I want to show them to my grandchildren and all such stuff as that.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, it finally, in the summertime, got downright aggravating. Because they want you to go with them to show them the steer. You walk up to him, scratch his ears and everything of that kind, he's come down. I finally come to the conclusion he had been worked, but I might have been wrong.
Mm-hmm.
The boy said he didn't know whether he had been worked or not, but I think he had.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he was a tremendous big rascal when he got fat.
What did you do with those steers? Did you use them for plowing or what?
Yeah, them old work steers, they used them for plowing. Yeah, they put them ox bows on them. Well, I said anything to you about them the other day or not. That's one thing we done in the blacksmith shop, is make them ox bows.
And what is that?